And our Born on the Bay report with Captain Mike Gallo is sponsored by CETO, and they may be getting busy this weekend. You certainly do not want to be stranded if you happen to be out on the water. Maybe you're duck hunting. Maybe you found a deep water area that was figured out of the wind, but you had a breakdown. Maybe you need a jump start, might have run out of fuel. Whatever your problem is, CETO is there. But please don't give them any more work than necessary this coming week, because they're going to be busy people. And if you don't have a CETO policy, I strongly suggest you get one. It's easy to do. Call Captain Chris. You can reach him at 504-301-4545, or you can even do it online. That's simple. You could do it right now from your deer stand or your duck blind. CETO.com is where you'll find him. That's CETO.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, are you on the bayou, or are you getting ready to walk to that deer stand?
I'm on the couch, Don. I'm not doing either.
That might be the best place to be this coming week with all this stuff coming up. Any advice you can share with our audience? We've been trying to give some tips for care for your boats and motors. Now, you lift your boats out of the water there at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. What precautions that you take to make sure you don't have any freeze problems?
Well, Don, I get a gallon of antifreeze, and I pour it in my bilge, and then I run the bilge pump until I see the pink antifreeze come out, and I know all my hoses and fittings, as well as that little bit down in the bottom of the hull, has antifreeze in it, and it won't freeze.
I like that. Now, is there a special marine antifreeze, or do you just use regular antifreeze you would put in your vehicle?
I use an RV antifreeze that is supposed to be safe for plastic pipes.
Gotcha.
That's about the only precaution I take. At the lodge, we'll shut the water off and drain all the pipes, which is a fairly easy, straightforward to do, not very difficult.
Yeah,
and other than
yeah.
that, I'm going to follow Daryl Carpenter's advice and stay on the couch.
Yeah, well, we got two professional guys going to be on the couch this week, and a lot of people are going to be joining you. Some folks, they want to get out in it, and other people just take the wiser move and don't even get involved in trying to get out there. I mean, the fishing is going to, you know, unless you're fishing from the bank where you can go in and out of your truck and warm up like what happens down. I think you went with me one time down there to Shell Beach, and we fished that bayou, didn't we?
We did go down to Shell Beach and fish one of those Jubilees. That was, I'm always fishing from a boat, so fishing from land was a little different for me, but I remember we caught quite a few.
I remember you couldn't keep your feet still. You kept kind of rocking back and forth while we were on the dock because you're so used to doing that in the boat.
that's Mike, built-in gyro I have. From the
there you go. Mike, give us some post-freeze fishing tips. What do you do during a post-freeze? That water's still real cold, so I would think the number one thing is fish deep water.
Yeah, the fish are going to certainly be close to deep water, and you can start deep and work your way shallow or vice versa, but they'll definitely be in deep water. And all fish love ledges. So you find a ledge, position yourself where you can cast to it and work down it or up on the ledge, cast out, work up it, and also position yourself where you can fish parallel to the ledge. And it's like anything else, if you catch a few and the bite plays out, then you can go down current or up current 50 yards, find a similar situation in the ledge, and try again.
We're talking with Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. He's on the couch, but he'll be back after fishing after this freeze gets through here. Mike, live bait is certainly going to be out when we get cold temperatures like this. It's very difficult to catch them in, to keep them live. Certainly you can fish with dead bait on the bottom. But give me your favorite cold water artificial for fishing deep cold water. What do you like to throw as far as plastics?
Well, I like to downsize. I usually go down to 10 or 12 pound test fluorocarbon, and I'll use a 3/8 ounce jig head, or I'll use an inline drop shot. And I really take a matrix shad and I'll cut off about 3/4 inch off the nose and just kind of downsize it a little bit. And that's kind of my go-to. Or I'll use the Berkeley Gulp, which are a little bit shorter than the matrix shad right out of the box. But those are my go-to from there, and I'll pay close attention to hopefully I catch some fish. And if I catch a fish and he happens to spit up a minnow or something that he's eaten, then obviously I'll try to match the hatch as best as I can.
What about presentation? When we say fish it dead slow, do you leave it on the bottom? Do you just kick it, tick it, and drag it? Do you pop it up a little bit? Or do you just keep trying different techniques till you find the way they want it?
Yeah, the answer is all of the above. You definitely want to be on the bottom, and you want to work slow. And, you know, when I say slow, slow might mean one thing to me, and it might mean something different to you. So we always say, if you start out slow, and if that doesn't work, go slower. And just because you're not moving the bait doesn't mean that the current going past it doesn't make the tail move. So often what we think is sitting still is still moving for the fish. A bass fisherman would call that dead sticking, but it's still moving, and you can catch a lot of fish with your bait sitting completely still.
Yep, and you know, there's a lot of opportunity to catch those bass. You mentioned bass. They are not susceptible to cold water like the trout and redfish are. They're much hardier fish, and we certainly have an abundance of them in our brackish marshes, so you might kind of turn your attention to the bass this time of year.
Yeah, the bass have saved many trips. If you're specifically trout fishing and you don't do anything for your first 45 minutes or so, you may switch over to bass fishing and let the water warm up with the sun. And then when you're done bass fishing, you can go back to trout fishing, and they may be a little more aggressive with the warmer water. It doesn't take much to make the water warmer. 1 or 2 degrees can make a big difference in how aggressive a trout is.
Well, there's a lot to see on his website, aaofla.com, or you can get a link to it by going to my website if you're more familiar with that. Mike, since you're on the couch, I guess you got the phone handy. People are welcome to call you. Give them that number.
Sure, you can reach me at 985-781-7811.
All right, stay warm, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures. We come back after this. It's time for the Paddler's Report. Boy, you do not want to turn over the kayak in this kind of weather that's coming. In fact, you may not even want to be in it. We'll talk to Eric Mahabarak, get the lowdown on what's happening in the kayak world. It's in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and also the sponsor, No Wake Outdoors. We're back right after this.